Today, Bez Hashem, we'll be finishing our discussion of Lo B'Shamayim Hi. For the last couple of Shiurim, we've been discussing at pretty much a great length different areas of Chazal. Lo B'Shamayim Hi means that we don't allow divine inspiration and prophecy to affect Halacha. The problem is that there are areas where seem to be that we do. There are certain exceptions to the rule. Dreams, Moshe Rabbeinu, Ruach HaKodesh. And Bez Hashem, today we'll be finishing our discussion. Before we begin, as always, a Rav should be consulted and this should not be relied upon for halachic psak. What I want to talk about today is Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi is really what I want to talk about today. That how do we deal with the fact that there are many areas of Gemara where first of all it says Teku, which means Tishbi, Eliyahu, Yitaritz Kushiyos Ubayos, which means that Eliyahu HaNavi, Bez Hashem, will answer all halachas. But even more than that, there are many areas of Gemara where it says they weren't sure, and the Gemara says, well, if Eliyahu HaNavi comes, he'll explain. There's such a concept in Gemara, so how do we deal with that? So the Maritz Chiyas in his Sefer Teres and Nevi'im deals with this, and he says, "Levar hamakayim Hashem etzina b'loshin Chazal kam upon b'shas." He said, "We find this in many areas of Shas." The Amru at sheyove Eliyahu v'yomer. A lot of times, the Gemara says, "We're not sure. We're going to wait for Eliyahu to explain it to us." But what does it mean? L'chayra chabi ayikrim sheshar nalea lafia ikrim that we explained before, says the Maritz Chiyas, according to our discussions, ein mavui l'nevua b'din hayra mishum d'lo b'shamayim. We don't care what a prophet says when it comes to halacha. A prophet is not allowed to affect halacha based on his prophecy. So how could we say that, oh, Eliyahu HaNavi will explain? What do you mean? Well, it's not up for him to explain. We don't listen to him even if he does explain. He's an angel. So how does it affect it? So the Maritz Chiyas' first approach, he has a big rule, and he explains every Gemara. It's kedai to go through. He explains every Gemara where this rule can be used. And that is, if a Navi, or if Eliyahu HaNavi, or if a Malach, are not affecting Halacha, they're just telling you the Metzius. They're just being Mevarer. They're just explaining to you the physics, or they're explaining to you what actually happened. That's allowed. Meaning, if I have a piece of meat and a piece of pig that gets mixed up, I can't eat both of them because, out of doubt, suffik d'orais l'chumra, I can't eat the, you know, I have one piece of meat, one piece of pig, they get mixed in, I don't know which one is which, so I can't eat both. If Eliyahu HaNavi were to come and say, that one's meat and that one's pig, I could rely on it because he's not telling me a halachic ruling. All he's doing is explaining what you don't know. Meaning, you know the information, you know you could eat meat and you can't eat chazer. You just can't eat these two pieces of meat because you don't know which one's meat, which one's chazer. If Eliyahu HaNavi comes and he's just mevarer, he just explains to you the metzius, the reality. He just explains to you what you don't know in physics or in reality, that's allowed. And he explains in many areas of Gemara where a lot of times the Chacham said something's aser, not because they actually thought it was aser, but because they didn't know. They didn't know, is this a kosher fish or is this a non-kosher fish? They didn't know. So Eliyahu HaNavi, if he comes and explains, that's when the Gemara says we're going to listen to Eliyahu, because he's not actually making halachic rulings. He's just explaining to you what is actually happening, and then you're going to use your information to make a halachic ruling. He says possibly that also explains what Moshe Rabbeinu, this we described a couple shiurim ago, that Moshe Rabbeinu, if there was ever a question of who an Eved belonged to, this person or that person, Moshe Rabbeinu would tell them, tomorrow morning, whichever owner has a double portion of Mon, he owns the slave. So the Kapos tomorrow mass, what do you mean? How could you rely on the heavenly sign of Mon to affect Halacha? So according to this, he says, because the Mon is not telling you who, from a halachic perspective, who owns it. It's just, you're just trying to find out what happened. It's not making a halachic ruling, you know, this bracha should be shahakal. It's just telling you, you don't know what happened. We don't know. Is this avid belong to this guy? Is it belong to that guy? Was he stolen or was he sold? We weren't there. So it's sort of like the Navi can serve as a hidden camera. That's what a Navi can serve as. He can serve as a hidden camera to tell you information that you didn't know. But the Maritz Chiyas does say, though, that if a Navi comes and tells us that someone killed someone, we don't rely on that because at the end of the day, you do need witnesses. Sometimes knowing what happened is not enough. You do need witnesses. But again, that affects different halachas. But the concept is, and each case needs to be described in its own, but the concept is that a Navi or a prophet or an angel is able to explain to us what happened. And then we could use our information, our halachic rulings. Now that I know what happened, I can tell you the ruling. That's allowed. So, just to finish off the discussion of Eliyahu HaNavi, I think there are possibly four explanations maybe five, of how we deal with Eliyahu based on what we learned before. The first one is, we saw that it's possible every time it says that Eliyahu Navi Tishbi, that Eliyahu Navi will explain all the halachas. First of all, it's possible that he'll explain the halachas based on learning Torah. Meaning, when we assume that when Mashiach comes, Eliyahu is going to answer all our questions, we assume he's going to do it through prophetic process. Maybe he's just going to do it because he's a big Talmid Chacham. That's the first process, possible. The second one is according to Rav Yaakov Hillel Shlita. We described two shiurim ago, there's a concept of Ruach HaKodesh, that if Eliyahu Navi has divine inspiration, but it comes through learning Torah, that's also allowed. So a lot of times we find that Eliyahu Navi teaches us halachas, even if it is stuff that's really coming from heaven, but because it's coming through learning Torah, it's coming through the process of learning Torah, it's allowed. The third one is, as we just explained from the Maariv Tzchias, that Eliyahu Navi is not going to paskin, he's just going to explain to us what happened. He's going to be the secret, secret camera for us, the undercover footage. And that's also not a problem. The fourth answer, I think, is from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in Chelek Vav Simen Tzadik Ches asks a question. We know there's a concept that the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem Gimel describes at length, that Eliyahu HaNavi has to keep Shabbos. There's a whole discussion of whether Eliyahu HaNavi can come on Sunday, when Mashiach can come on Sunday, because Eliyahu HaNavi is sent the day before, and Eliyahu HaNavi can't come on Shabbos, because how could he come outside of the Tchum? He's coming from heaven to down earth, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So clearly, there's such a concept, there's such a precedent that Eliyahu HaNavi keeps halacha. The problem is that Eliyahu HaNavi, we know, comes to every bris milah. How could he come to a bris milah on Shabbos? Where is he flying from? How could he? Pretty much, the question that Chassam Sofer is dealing with is, does Eliyahu HaNavi have to keep halacha, or does he not have to keep halacha? So the Chassam Sofer explains, it's a beautiful tshuva to go through, it's fascinating. He says, that Eliyahu Navi's body is down here. And the rule of Eliyahu Navi is the following. I'll just say it outside. I don't want to take too long. The rule of Eliyahu Navi is the following. If Eliyahu Navi comes down to this earth in human form, then he has the status of a human in halacha, and then he has to keep Shabbos. If he comes down as he does by bris milos, he doesn't come down in human form, you won't see him there, he's coming down in his neshama, then he doesn't have to keep halacha. So according to Chassam Sofer, if Eliyahu HaNavi is in human form, then he's a person. Then we could listen to his halachas because he's a person. He's not a prophet anymore. He's not even though he obviously has prophetic understanding, but he's not, he still has the status of a person in halacha. So a lot of times you'll find that Eliyahu HaNavi taught them a halacha. The Gemara in the same bracha, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, says that Rav Yossi was davening in a churva. He was davening in a dilapidated house, and Eliyahu HaNavi taught him certain halachas, that you shouldn't daven there, it's dangerous, you should daven on the road. It's a whole thing. Look at the Gemara in bracha, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Let me ask you a question. How can we learn from Eliyahu HaNavi? He's a prophet. We don't listen to him. He's paskening. He's not even explaining the halachas. He's paskening for us. The answer is because he came down in human form. When Eliyahu HaNavi comes down in human form, he has the status of a human, and therefore it's not a problem. The last thing is, I want to just mention, it's an unbelievable thing. It's by Rav Don Yitzchok Abarbanel, by the Abarbanel in Sefer Yeshua's Mashichai, in Chelik Sheni, Perik Sheni. He writes something that I think is it would be very controversial if he wrote it today, and that is, he feels that every time Eliyahu HaNavi is ever described in the Gemara, it's either an exaggeration or a dream. But it never actually happened. I think it's fascinating to go through. It's kedai to go through. I don't want to describe at length, but it's kedai to go through, and it's kedai to see how many Gemaras will be affected by that information, about how you understand so many Gemaras based on that. But again, the major point of today's discussion was to explain Eliyahu HaNavi and how it works. As always, questions could be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.